I have been known to have a lot of oops and accidents and so on in my life.
We're talking about physical accidents, not like children.
Wow. Well, I was a 2% pill baby. I mean, if you want to start there, I was an accident that turned it. Right. I know.
You were the mistake.
Well, I was they tell you, 98% effective. Even in the 60s, it said there was 2%. I was the one. I don't know who the hell the other one is, but I was him. And they said, here you go, Stick. And that's that. And you know what? Now that you say that, you know what's really troubling to me? Because you were like, oh, wow, you know, the pill baby or whatever. The fact my mom actually told me. Oh, there's two ways to look at this. First, it's, hey, you were a blessing. And, you know, you were
happy
an accident, but what a wonderful thing. Or the other side is, let this weigh on you that we really didn't want you here. and so be it. Like, Dad and she and his split, because he was like, no, we don't want you. And she was like, well, I don't want you because I'm having the kid. I'm not going to get rid of the kid. And that's how that played out. So now you got a Chubby and Stick, which is a little bit of a left turn. But the point is, so I start out as an accident, and then I had a lot of accidents. So much so that, I mean, it was like clusters of oops, an accident, you know, didn't happen on purpose, kind of slip in the bathtub, break an arm, you know, fall out of a tree, mess up an ankle. Try to talk to some girls walking backwards on the way home from school thinking that you're kind of cool, and then turn around into a pole and slice part of your head open. I mean, exactly.
You don't even just hit the pole. You draw blood.
Yeah, I don't mess around. If I'm going to do it, I do it right. You know what I mean?
That's good though. Did the girls, did you get, at least get sympathy from them?
I guess. I mean, the one girl kind of helped out, like stop the, you know, quelling the blood for a while. And then, of course, I'm sure it was like, oh, they did ask what happened. But I mean, it was like fifth, sixth grade. So, I mean, there's really not a lot going on.
See, too much blood will be not good for a potential relationship. I found out once there was this girl I liked, and I was at this get together at the park, and there were these the rings, like the gymnastic rings that are hanging from a jungle gym. And I'm like, oh, do you think I can flip over? And this one guy grabbed it and flipped over and landed on his feet. He's like, haha. And then I go, let me try it. I grabbed it, flip over, my feet keep going, and I let go, and I just go whoomp on my back on the ground. And all the girls are like, oh my gosh, are you okay? And I'm looking at him in the eye going, suck it.
That's pretty strong. A little sympathy love for Chubby. That's all right. Well, I'm not even going to go there. There's too many other easy ways to play that.
We're talking about my Chubby in that situation, but continue.
Yes, that's exactly right. Accidents happen sometimes when you're trying to show off. There'll be an occurrence such as that. I mean, there was something just the other day I read where it was a guy who was like on a motorcycle, and he's doing wheelies, and there's a cop car there, and he thinks he's going to be a badass and be like, and then he crashed into the cop car, which is, I mean, about as dumbass moronic kind of activity as you can possibly have.
Did he say, hold my beer before he did it? Because that's usually how that starts.
It's the only way it could have been better, and I can neither confirm or deny if it was a Florida scenario, West Virginia, Kentucky, or Ohio, because it usually is one of those places, not necessarily in that order. He could have been a Florida guy.
Yeah.
So there's that, and that goes back to your shark foot man with the tooth in his foot a while back.
Yeah.
Always weird mishaps and strange scenarios follow me. I'm trying to get in and out of the office chair a few years ago, again, of a certain age, maybe you get to a point. I jacked up my knee because the chair slipped out from under me, and then I had to, like, you know, have months of, like, rehab and everything else, being Gimpy Man.
Good God.
Getting around.
You're,
right.
Like, referencing, like, a friend of mine who got bitten by an actual shark in the open ocean, and then you're like, well, I was on my office chair at one point.
Well, one's not a, I'm not bragging.
I needed therapy afterwards.
I mean, the shark tooth thing is that you brag on. You're at a bar.
That's badass, man.
That's exactly right. You fall off a shark, and by the way, years later, there's a tooth in your foot. I mean, that's a bar bet winning endeavor.
Yeah. I need therapy on my knee because I sat down in my office chair wrong. It's not going to win you anything.
The hyperextending of the lower back and nearly falling through patio doors moving furniture for the girlfriend who can't keep the furniture in the same place for more than a month at a time. I'm like, really, can we find something else? Hire movers, for God's sake. I need to go to the ER.
I was once a counselor at a campground, and I was running from one stretch of this area to another, and I tripped, and I sprained my ankle. I had to go back to Columbus to go to the hospital or my doctor, and came back with crutches, and my kids, the kids I was counseling, I'm, you know, just hobbling along into this open area, and I'm like, what are you guys looking at? And they go, we're looking at the nothing you tripped on.
Another example, not a brag, because it's just stupid. I have a big heart when it comes to animals and pets. You know, there was always a neon sign blinking out in front of the house, It was, you know, bring us, you're tired, you're sick, you're poor. We'll neuter, spade, find homes, or we'll just keep them until the end of time kind of scenario. And it's always been that way.
This is the pets, not your immigration policy, right?
Correct. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, whatever. But, you know, okay. we're not. I don't live anywhere near the southern, northern, or any of the coastal areas. So we're in the middle. So, no, there's not a lot of that.
Except for the refugees coming over Lake Erie, because we are a northern state in Ohio.
This is true. But it's all, we're talking about pets, four-legged creatures so far. No okay, monkeys or, okay. or anything, a squirrel.
Because monkeys are assholes. Have you ever dealt with monkeys?
I you know what I like doing? I like going to the zoo and watching the monkeys fling their crap at people who don't know that they do this and they stand too close. I'll get like the Dippin' Dots or whatever, you know, ice cream or iced
tea.
Make
sure you're far enough away because it may not be more than just dots in that dip.
That's certainly possible. That goes into another thing about the licking of the ice cream that's now like a big thing. Which someone Jesus. can you explain that to me?
No, because people are stupid. Because people think it's hilarious to take a picture of themselves doing something like that. And the thing is, that kind of behavior is so egregious. I mean, it's like, are you murdering somebody? No, but that just such a dick move. You know what I mean? It's like, that is such a dick move. And that I know people that would want to just punch them in the taint, anybody for doing that.
It takes effort to be able to get that spot too. You got to work hard to find that area to be able to punch
the
it clearly.
Sweet spot,
I mean, you usually
right
got to be involved in some type of endeavor to be able to get there to take a shot at that. You know what I mean? But a throat punch for sure is an easy one. And you know what? It deserves at least a throat punch. Let me say this. My buddies and I, when we were growing up in high school, it would have been something you might have done as a joke and then taken it back and sort of let them know that something like that happened. But to put it back in the freezer and then, you know,
then
social
videotape
media.
It and put it online and be like, hey, this is me. My post is geotagged. You can find me in 5 minutes if you know what you're doing.
That's exactly right. And then they go, oh, how'd you get caught? Well, because, you identified yourself, and then they track you down at your boyfriend's house. And now it's spreading like a virus, which is people need to stop being dumbasses. Is that possible? I mean, we seem to be breeding down into the single-digited shallow gene pool swimming kind of scenario.
Have you ever seen the movie Idiocracy?
I have. I love that film.
They literally explain why the human race will get stupider as time goes on.
It's very depressing now that you say that. I mean, it is a must-see. I should probably have a mandatory viewing sooner than later.
The first third is a must-see. The last two-thirds is you might as well stick around. You rented it.
Well, there is that. You paid for it. You better enjoy it. I totally get that. So my buddy comes back from vacation, takes a fantastic vacation. He's like in Florida or whatever. I don't know if you meant your shark tooth buddy in the foot, but he and the kids and the wife, they're all
there's
gone.
There's a lot of people in Florida, but yeah, he could have run into my friend.
But you just never know. I mean, it's a small world. Yeah. So they get back. They have a great vacation. He gets home. He decides he's going to be like a Mr. Fix-It and go up on his roof and clean the gutters.
Oh, this is not going to end well, is it?
It definitely does not end well. In my household, that was the reason I figured I was the 2% pill baby, to take the trash out. When I was a kid, it was before cable, so I had to turn channels, hold the antenna.
Oh, no, that's the reason you have kids. You have kids so you don't have to get off the couch. There's a reason my kids know how to make a rum and Coke in the perfect proportions. They know how to open a wine bottle at like 10. So there's a purpose to this.
Mad Men, the TV show, relates to absolutely everything at any given point in time, and that is a perfect scene there, that where you see the little kid, she's, you know, they're handling the cocktails for the, you know, the neighbors there.
Yeah.
So that totally makes good sense. And you're right, it did not end well for my buddy Scotty. So he is up on the roof, and apparently he was fine on the roof, but was exiting the roof and going down the ladder that there was an oops, and something went terribly wrong. So we start getting texts. He's texting all of us on the vacation. Then we start getting these texts from like the ER, and he's in the bed, blood everywhere, his arms like stacked up, his knees up like this. So he breaks like bones in his wrist. He's got an elbow thing. He's got hand surgery. Sooner than later, he's got to get dealt with. The only upside, I guess, is that it didn't happen during the vacation or before the vacation, because you end up getting, screwed on your trip in some fashion.
Yeah.
So at least it got the trip out of the way.
Well,
have you done anything on the vacation where you've had a mishap or had something go terribly wrong? I know you like to take cruises and you go all kinds of places with the family and whatnot.
There have been times where I've overindulged, we'll say.
Right.
I did have a hangover moment. Like, not a hang, because I don't get hangovers. That's another show to talk about that.
That's a bad conscience. That's what my mom always told me as a kid growing up. The only time you have a hangover is when you have a bad conscience. And for several years.
I'm conscious all the time because I never get hangovers.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. You got no reason to feel bad. You feel good about that.
I could do a drinking contest with a Captain America and Wolverine, and I could win. So I was out late one night. I was drinking absinthe with a buddy I met on the ship, and we ended up swerving into a bachelorette party on the pool deck. My wife and his girlfriend had gone to bed. Like, they got tired of our shit a long time ago. And so we're there, and I have these flashes. That's why I say it's like The Hangover, where the movie where you're like, oh, you remember this. And I remember talking to people at the bachelorette party. Then I remember line dancing at some point. And then I remember Last Call, where like the entire pool deck stormed the bar, and I'm just give me a Coors or whatever, and that's it. But I didn't get hurt. I don't get hurt by that stuff. I get hurt by standing up off the couch.
Yeah, a man of a certain age. That's what I'm saying. You move it. You see, you made fun of me earlier about the whole office chair scenario, you know, hyperextension in the back or knee or whatever.
Well, but see, I got kids, and that means I don't have to get off the couch. And so then, like, 6 hours later, when I do, it's involved.
Yeah.
What about you? What's the worst thing that happened to you?
Well, vacation-wise, I was in Cozumel doing some scuba diving with friends and hanging out, and we had not even started drinking yet. After some diving, and we're going to go get some food.
Hold my orange juice.
Correct. So we're walking along, checking out the sights, and we're trying to figure out where we're going to go eat. And it's hard to find bad food. And yep. It was more or less the one night we did touristy restaurant stuff rather than local stuff, or at least places that were a little further inland, right near the water. So we're there, and we're hanging out and walking along. And I never wear open-toed shoes, and I always make a joke about the open-toed shoes. So I'm in, like,
sandals.
Flip-flops.
Sandals.
Yeah. Well, no, not even like a mandal, no. It was a flat-out, just a flip-flop. It took me years to be able to get over that thing between your toes. Just even talking about it, I'm uncomfortable.
You don't do well with the foot fetish girls then, do you, I guess?
Well, their foot's different than my foot. But, I mean, I'm here to help. You know what I mean? It always goes back to whatever she wants, she gets, because I'm trying to do my part.
There you go.
But it was not even a mishap like that. One of the stop signs, or Alto signs, had been sheared off, but about 2 inches off the ground, because who's paying attention to that when you got all kinds of other sights and sounds to investigate?
That is a good rationale for traffic signs.
Yes.
Get rid of them. There's other shit to see.
That's right. Just keep driving, and maybe you'll run into somebody on a scooter. Hola. So I'm there. I kick where this has been sheared off. Someone was probably driving and shouldn't have been at the time, or what have you.
You kicked it purposely, or you
ran? No. I'm walking along, and the sheared off piece of, I don't know if it's stainless steel, whatever they make signpost out of.
In Mexico?
Correct. It could be anything. It might be. It might explain a lot, actually, to this point. No tetanus to this point. I'm still talking to you, trying to make sense of things here on the Chubby and Stick Show. But just the same, I got the open toe flip flop deal. It rips open my big toe, and I'm bleeding like a stuck pig,
like
everywhere.
By the nail, or like between, where the crevice, where the little thong goes in.
No, on the actual toe, the bottom of the toe, just like rips open.
Like
it's
right
awful.
On the print, where it's the most painful thing ever.
Correct. Like if I was in a, they kept track of like toe prints in a situation right now, I'd be super identifiable.
Did you feel it immediately, or was it just what happened? Then you look down and blood's gushing out.
I was like, oh, that
women
hurts.
Women are fainting around you.
I said some other stuff, and then all of a sudden, there's just like a lot of bleeding. So we got to make a decision. Do we go back and get the car and then go back to the condo or whatever the hell, or do we go to the restaurant and have some drinks? And so we go to the restaurant and have drinks.
Of course, because you're idiots.
Right. So they've got
napkins there.
So my buddy's wife, she's awesome. She gets paper towels and like duct tape.
Yes, that is the redneck Band-Aid solution.
and they got it in Cozumel. They were prepared. And so they were not prepared.
Getting paper towels and duct tape in Cozumel does not mean prepared. A first aid kit would be prepared.
Well, that's asking a lot. I mean, really, overall.
Did you even sterilize it? Did you say, give me high proof rum? I'll pour it on my foot. Nope, we just wrapped it up.
I'm sure she cleaned it up nicely there, temporarily.
Garbage, creeping crud was crawling on the floor in Cozumel.
It could. Oh, I don't even want to think about that. I mean, it was not like. Well, it was in the middle of the sidewalk. It wasn't like I was in the street or in like a dirty pool or what. But it couldn't have been good. No,
all streets are dirty. It doesn't matter.
It's true. Any street is. So she ties it tight. It stops the blood. We eat. We have some drinks. We get back to the house. She then undoes it. She's just amazing, this one. And everybody's talking. Oh my God! You, only you do this. You know what are we gonna do now? Yeah, you're gonna scuba dive with your foot like this. So she then undoes it. It's still bleeding, but not as badly. She then sterilizes it. Whatever. I think we stopped like at their version of Walmart and got some more stuff. And then she got super glue and she super glued my toe closed.
Well, that's what it was originally for. Did you know that?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, super glue was originally made for people in the battlefield to quickly suture wounds without having to knit. That's why it sticks to skin so much.
It did the job, and I was even able to scuba dive the next day with the toe that way.
You didn't go to any hospital and get a tetanus shot or anything?
We left 2 days later. Or two days later, because you had a day where you didn't dive because you can't fly. It gets weird. Yeah, and in my luck, I'd explode.
I've seen the firm. I know how that works.
There you go. So we get back, and of course, I get to the place, and they want to sew it up, and then they got to get a tetanus shot. And then of course everybody wants to see in the story about the same thing when the cat attacked me and you go to the ER, there's knife wounds and stab wounds and you're thinking that's pretty interesting as a layman. You go in there, they want to investigate the toe ripped open on a signpost in Mexico or the cat that ripped open your hand. That's what they want to talk about. Forget about the guy shot and the woman stabbed in the other area.
Those are horrifying, tragic human events. You know, it's like Mel Brooks had a comment. He said, you know, the difference between comedy and tragedy. Tragedy, you cut your finger. Oh, geez. Oh, God. Oh, it hurts so bad. It's such a tragedy. That's pain. Oh, my gosh. Comedy is walking down the street and falling in the manhole cover and dying.
Yes, that's exactly the way my grandmother described it, actually, walking in front of an apartment. She would never walk on those grates because she didn't want to be. She said she'd seen someone when she was younger walk down and fall into one of those. And she didn't think anything about that was funny at all.
Either that or your grandmother was a really sexy lady, always walked around in a dress and didn't want to do a Marilyn Monroe thing.
I can't say no to that, but if I say yes to it, that's creepy as hell. So let's just leave it at that.
You've been listening to The Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate The Chubby and Stick Podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to The Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to The Chubby and Stick Show and keep keeping it real.